brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into the second hour. We just had Randy Weaver on of the Ruby Ridge Massacre and Siege with Elaine Brown of Edna Lane Brown up there in New Hampshire. And Randy is on his way, packing up tonight and tomorrow to leave tomorrow. We're going to have him on the Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, for a report. And we'll be carrying the press conference. We need to get a press release out on that at Infowars.net or PrisonPlanet.com as soon as possible. That he's going to be going there to try to defuse the siege. And I think we ought to invite the feds out of their hiding place and stop posing as white supremacists so they can demonize. That's all they're doing. Get the Browns to agree so they can then come out and say they're white supremacists. They need to demonize them. Maybe the FBI should show up at the press conference, too, and everybody could just be human beings. The IRS is private, ladies and gentlemen. It's a governmental-funded, quasi-governmental organization. But you write your checks directly to the Treasury, they're directly deposited in the Federal Reserve, that is private. And I don't know how else to explain this to people. Now, I said we were going to have open phones today. We are. I'm going to take calls for this hour. Then I've got the NRA lobbying. They've now passed out of the House one of the biggest gun control acts since the 1968 Gun Control Act. See, you just wake up now, and they announce they're going to start restricting free speech in England and banning media. And you wake up and they're passing gun bills here, and you're going to wake up and they're going to pass the amnesty. Okay? That's just how they operate. And it'll be some conservative leader you thought you could trust saying it. Look, they're playing their ace cards right now. They're pulling out all the stops right now. And I don't know how I get this message through to you. I could care less about shekels or about property or about junk. I'm not here telling you to buy my videos because I want to sit there and wash my car and feel powerful. I could care less. I'm doing this because I have a burning desire to fight the New World Order. And frankly, I need your support. It's getting to where I don't even plug my videos anymore and they don't even move out the door. Because that's how we get them out to people. Because they're good. They wake people up. How many people do you hear on this show and I ask them, hey, why, how'd you wake up? They go, your radio show, your films. I mean, congressmen, state reps, doctors, other media activists. I mean, literally, folks, because of you taking action and taking the materials we put out, we have spawned, I've got to be honest, probably about half the strength of the movement, you see. And I don't even like to announce that because there is danger. I think the New World Order already knows that, but there is a danger. It's kind of like wearing, a general's insignia, the star on your cap when you're walking around the front line. I mean, but at the same time, we have to give you the good report of the effect we've had. And we need your support, ladies and gentlemen. We'd hire more people, have a bigger effect, do bigger projects, have better websites if we have the support. And you don't have to support us by buying Road to Tyranny or Martial Law or my Police State films or Loose Change Second Edition or American Freedom to Fascism or The Order of Death at Infowars.com. No, you don't have to do that. You can just tell your MySpace members about it, send out a bulletin, send out an email, tell people at work about Infowars.com. That's how we grow. That's how we reach more people. If all of you listening today, I know there's diehard folks out there that do it, and you do more than everybody else combined, but for those that haven't, tell your neighbor about Infowars.com. Tell your wife about PrisonPlanet.com. Tell your workmates, your colleagues about Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and JonesReport.com. And go to the websites and get the videos and make copies of them. But for heaven's sakes, go download them for free at Google Video. They're not really high quality, but c'est la vie. Burn those to disk. Listen, if we expose the New World Order, they may back off. If we don't, it's going to be bumpy.
It's here.
after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer, but every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, H-E-B grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This just in from Pat Grossmith, New Hampshire Union Leader, newspaper. Feds say they can outwit the Browns. Well, I hope that's their attitude and that they're not going in. But they can't help themselves, and it's like a pyromaniac with a bottle of gasoline, a can of gasoline and matches. They're going to burn something down. Feds say they can outwit the Browns. See, that's what it's all about outwitting. See, that criminals are always into outwitting and how smart they are and how good they are and how they can fool everyone. That's the whole culture. The federal government is attempting to make everyday life for convicted tax evaders, Edna Lane Brown, so uncomfortable, in their $2 million house, that they will surrender and begin serving their 63-month federal prison sentence. Now, this is the same feds that told the media there's no plan to go in. They didn't have them surrounded. They didn't shoot at somebody. They didn't taser them. And there's no amnesty. And George Bush loves Jesus. And again, they're saying they're not going to go in again, which probably means they're going to go in. But this is bad news. Stephen Monnier, U.S. Marshal in New Hampshire, said yesterday that the government has served the Browns, severed their telephone service, internet access, and power to their hilltop home in Plainfield. He acknowledged, however, that other people are supplying the Browns with laptop computers, providing them with internet access. Ed Brown also built his home with solar panels and windmills for power and also has backup generators. But Monier said patience is a virtue and the federal government is prepared to wait out the Browns. Well, that's great news. That way nobody gets hurt. We have no intention of assaulting the House, but remember that the DeMartino federal marshal told them we are going to come in. Now, he said, in fairness, we're not going to be violent. That means they're going to come in opening fire, probably. Again, we just statistically, I'd say about 90% of the time, it's the opposite of whatever they say. They tell the truth about 10% of the time just to throw you off balance. And they swap lies and how to lie and how to manipulate it. It's all real fun. But Monier said patience is a virtue, and the federal government is prepared to wait out the Browns. We have no intention of assaulting the House. He began yesterday. We are committed to end this peacefully. He said there are no federal agents in Plainfield or surveillance team in camouflage watching the fortified home at 401 Center of Town Road. Pure bull. The internet is rife with rumors, he said. Yeah, this FBI guy goes in. We identify him as the same person that interrogated Mr. Riley. The Browns got the phone call, and they told him that we are, you know, this is the federal marshal who admits he's been calling him. We are going to come in. The local police tell him, yeah, they are saying they're going to use robots. And they had all these armored vehicles and all, and they're in the woods. And the local reporters reported 3 days ago when they walked in, they did see and hear people in the woods. But again, none of that exists. We'll go to your calls in a minute. The internet is rife with rumors, he said. And they have just these blurbs. It says, Brown felt federal raid was imminent. Police assembled by Brown's home. Federal agent sees Lebanon dental office. Ed Brown says feds have no jurisdiction in New Hampshire. That's past articles. On Tuesday, his office was swamped with callers, he said. At one point, about 200 calls an hour were being handled, expressing sentiments such as, don't kill the Browns, leave them alone, and they didn't do anything. The calls, he said, were prompted by a website urging people to call his office as well as that of the Sullivan County Sheriffs and the Governor. Whose website do you think? PrisonPlanet.com, folks. The Browns have been holed up in their home since last January, after their convictions. Ed Brown has threatened violence if federal agents attempt to arrest them. They have said they will do that. I'm not in their position, so I'm not going to second-guess them, but last Thursday, dozens of heavily armed police agents and state troopers, including SWAT teams and military and explosives vehicles, converged on Plainfield. Agents had a court order to enter the West London building housing Elaine Brown's dental office. See, that was their spin. Oh, it was 10 miles away, but they went to the other house where they live. Then they, in front of Mr. Riley, he saw the FBI agents say, yeah, we're going to claim that we weren't doing a raid since they know about us. We're going to go ahead and, since they know about the raid, we're going to go ahead and go on over and seize the dental office and have a big show there. That morning, a man walking the Browns' dog inadvertently came upon a surveillance team of U.S. federal agents in camouflage. I thought they just said they weren't doing that up here. In the woods at the end of the couple's driveway, he was taken into custody, questioned at length, and was released hours later and uncharged. Ed Brown said he was convinced. Suddenly can't read today. Ed Brown said he was convinced that federal agents were going to storm his home that day, but Monier denies that. The Browns were convicted of plotting to hide their income to avoid paying federal income taxes on Elaine Brown's income of $1.9 million between 1996 and 2003. They're also convicted of using $215,890 in postal money orders, cash in smaller amounts to avoid reporting levels, to pay for their home and their dental office. The Browns were sentenced to 63 months in federal prison and ordered to forfeit $215,000 to the federal government. Okay, let's go to your calls. Then I've got all this other news on the economy, gun control. It's all very important today, but let's go to your calls. Tony in Texas, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hello, go ahead.
Well, I'm 42 years old. My wife is pregnant with my first child. She's due in August. I'm not the richest guy in the world. She decided to call Medicaid and try to get some help from them. We got a nice little letter from them saying, you must do this and you must do that, and if you don't contact us within 10 days, we'll have somebody come knock on your door. That's pretty scary, man.
Everyone who puts their child in Head Start now gets 3 CPS visits, and what they're going to do is try to get you into the system, and if you don't follow every order, because they also profile you in a computer, they will take your child at gunpoint.
Well, you know what I did? I said, you call them people back, tell them I got a better job, and we got our own health insurance. Thank you very much. So I'm hoping that put an end to it.
Well, all these women out there, you better listen to me. If you want to keep your babies, and you don't want child kidnappers, hardcore child rapists, and statistically it's the highest saturation group of them, in your life, you better stop thinking you're going to get free money. You don't get free money. You look what they've done to the black communities, they've destroyed them. Okay, and now they're doing it to everybody else.
Yes, I think I'd rather go pick up cans than I would have somebody, you know, micromanaging my life like that.
Look, here's the deal. If you go in there and just try to have the baby at the emergency room, the hospitals don't like it. And they will probably CPS you right there. That's how they target. Just don't go to Seton, don't go to Breckenridge, don't go to any city thing. Just show up somewhere nicer.
Well, we decided
Hold on, but let me just stop you. Let me just stop you. Okay? And because the secret police are everywhere, sir. This is really how it is. Okay, this is what they do. Now, the illegal aliens, they don't take their kids. They go in, no questions asked, free health care. Blacks, whites, or U.S. citizens of any type are, and now again, it's like that on every subject. And I'm glad you're learning about this. So they told you, you come in here and do everything we're telling you, or we're going to CPS you. Go ahead and finish up.
Well, what I said was, we found a midwife. We're working with a midwife who's willing to work with us, and, you know, let's make payments, things like that. Baby's healthy. It's fine. It's going to be born at home. It's going to be schooled at home. I'm not going to put this kid in a public system that's going to turn it into some kind of mind-controlled slave.
Well, listen, it's simple. You don't have to eat out and eat the junk food they sell that's, you know, $30 to go eat. You don't have to have baubles. You don't have to have a big television set. And it's your job, no matter how bad the economy is, hey, work 3 jobs if you have to. Kill yourself. And by kill yourself, who cares if you collapse of a heart attack when your kid's 15?
I agree.
As long as you take care of them, you just run yourself into the ground.
I got my garden in the backyard.
That's what men are supposed to do. Stop watching television. I'm not saying you watch a lot of it, but you'll find out how much more time you've got. Take on a second or third job, and it's called breaking your back, and it feels good when you do it for your family.
It does. It's good to know that you're doing something, you know, that takes care of yourself and not have to worry about other people doing it for you.
Well, sir, absolutely, and God bless you. And just make sure you got your family around you. If you got family living in a smaller town, you know, instead of living here in Austin and paying $1,000 for a tiny apartment, you could probably move to some country town somewhere, but have family in the area. Because that's how you can still go to good old boy areas, and the good old boy areas would snatch people's children they don't know. But if you've got family that's even well known, and members of the church locally, then you won't be open season. So if you've got some small town with ancestral family in it, and you can go. And manipulatively, you have to understand, you have to get into the community immediately, act friendly, compliment people, because they're predatory. They're only feeding on outsiders that come in. The big cities are really bad. Now, you may go to the wrong town, but Austin's real bad. They grab tens of thousands of children a year. If you're blonde-haired and blue-eyed, folks, and you go to a government hospital, they will come after your children, because they're getting over $300,000 for that baby at adoption. Now your child normally isn't completely brain damaged, though, because if they get the black babies and the Mexican babies, they'll put them on average on 7 drugs from birth, because the local CPS housing units would get more money off that, and they literally just house them, and they mainly just watch TV and lay on a dirty mattress, and they start having seizures at around 6 or 7, and then they end up being in a medical facility, and they usually die by the time they're about 30. Where a lot of times they dump them out on the street, and that's who you see looking completely insane. All right, we'll be right back.
Hello,
folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels, housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains 3 DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
You're on the air. George, welcome.
Yeah, thank you, Alex. It took a couple days to get on the air with you.
What's on your mind, sir?
I've been looking. I looked at your Texas State Constitution. I looked at the Florida Constitution. And, you know, I was kind of thinking, I'm like, can we, I want to call on all the good cops in Austin or anywhere around the country. You know, you have Vicente Fox giving awards to mayor, city council, police chiefs for allowing their illegal aliens to break the law and terrorize the good citizens of these cities. I just want to know if I call on the good police officers, if they could all just say, I about had it, and arrest their supervisors, the police chief, and the mayor and the city council for treason, because treason is a state crime, too, just as well as a federal crime.
But that's just as dangerous a tyranny. That's what you're going to end up having. We'll probably have some dictatorship here in the U.S., and it'll be in the name of stopping all this. That's just as dangerous. We need the people to get involved, the grand juries to get involved and start indictments, and that's already happening. We're starting to see more and more indictments, more and more corruption charges. We should see a 1,000 times what we've seen. Instead, the feds are all busy running around and going after people that didn't pay their income tax.
Also, too, is like my county, they said, well, we need a new penny tax for it to pave the roads and all that stuff for new squad cars, for new firehouse. We may have to close a firehouse. Well, some man did get a hold of the comprehensive annual financial report, and they found out my county has enough money to pave a new interstate going through the state. And he's going to try to bring that to the people because it's...
Good. Well, what you do is you bring it to the city council meeting, and they all know that. Most of them got Swiss bank accounts. Listen, I appreciate your call. For those that don't know, there's a double set of books. I'm going to get into the economy after we take some more calls, but let me just... You know, I'm going to do it later. I'm going to break down what's really happening. Pat in New York. Pat, go ahead.
God bless you. You're a breath of fresh air to us dealing with this issue of the New World Order. And I just want to say to any listeners out there who haven't ordered a terror storm, you got to get a copy, martial law. These things are a must-have. And for anybody that has the police state videos, the trilogy, or hasn't watched them in a while, you need to watch them. I just recently went through them again, and I just can't believe, you know, I've watched them through the years of owning them, and I'll tell you, if you haven't watched them lately, go through them again.
Well, that's what's scary is that I made the first one in 1999, the other in 2000, the third in 2002, and you watch them, and it's more pertinent today than ever because it's all come true.
It's actually pretty amazing. It's almost as if it's almost like a time warp. It took me a little back going through those because I had watched them so many times, and just recently I said, "Oh, let me go through some of my older stuff." And I'll tell you, it's as relevant today as it was when you produced them. But anyways, I had a couple of rebukes I wanted to do here, and it's you know, I'm not against the police department. I'm not a type of person that has a bone to pick, but I would just like to say to any police officers out there, this system is going to affect you. It's going to affect your children. It's going to affect your wife. And like the last caller had said, I implore good. Where I'm from, I have a lot of friends who are police officers. I know quite a few police officers, and I know a handful of them that are gentlemen. They're good men. They're good people. I think they serve their job well. On the other hand, I do know quite a few of them, or a handful of them, that frankly leave a lot to be desired, and some of them are plain old out of control. And that's, you know, if any of my friends are listening to me today, I'm sorry if that offends you, but some of you guys are just out of control, and the checks and balances that are in place are crucial for all of us, including police officers, because someday you're going to retire. You're not going to be a police officer forever. And if you have little children, or you have mothers, or you have wives, you know, you got to stand up for what's right, guys. I mean,
I can't tell you how many 75, 85-year-old men I've talked to who've come up and gotten tears on their eyes on the streets of Texas, where I live, in the United States, and who say, listen, I'm real sorry. I used to be one of them evil men, and I hear you warning people, and these youngins just don't know. I did so many bad things, and so many bad things have happened to my family since, and I just hear what you talk about, and I wish they'd listen to you. Look, a lot of them are just going to have to be taught by the world. They're going to have to find it out. They're going to be old men when we even make it that far, when they're licensing, even having children. They're going to have their grandkids taken, and they're going to see it all. They're going to have some, you know, they're going to be 55 years old with that grandchild bouncing on their knee, and they're going to get a call with their daughter crying, and the baby's having seizures, and then the CPS is going to try to take them, and he's going to find out it's the shots, and when he's there with that baby drooling, never coming back, he'll remember. That's just how it is. You believe in the world, you go right ahead and believe in it. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. If you want to slow the clock of aging, stimulate your own stem cells to heal, or improve your athletic performance, or just recover quickly from the weekend warrior syndromes, this is the most powerful anti-aging stem cell research therapy that's natural and safe and effective that you can get. Mountain Red Deer Velvet from New Zealand. If you're run down, tired, exhausted, or lacking energy, want to restore your joint mobility, immune system, and literally regenerate your organ function, Mountain Red Deer Velvet. Totally organic, totally safe. Whether you're an elite athlete or a senior citizen or in your middle years just trying to stay active in golf or other sports, call us at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at Nutramedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com. Take care and reverse the clock of aging with Mountain Red Deer Velvet.
Not making the money you were expecting, signing into the hottest new MLM business? It's not that that business is not performing. It's simply that you don't have the proper tools to succeed. Take it from me, Craig Walcott, producer of Exercise is Suicide. Being in the MLM business since 1989, I've learned what it takes to be successful in any business venture, and I'm here to share those amazing tools with you. Get a subscription to MLMincorporated.com. You'll be provided with a 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Marketing seminar where you'll learn the secret recruiting techniques of the networking elite. Why recruit one or two a month when you can recruit 5 or 10 per day, all from the comfort of your home? Learn to explode your business using our lead generating system or create your own. Radio, TV, internet, mail order, we teach it all. As an added bonus, MLM Incorporated will conduct all company introductory calls on your behalf. Plus so much more. Start making the money you expected and the money you deserved right now. Visit MLMincorporated.com and learn how GCN listeners like you have started making more money faster than they ever thought possible. That's MLMincorporated.com. Do it now.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to drinkact.com/BuyDirect. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to drinkact.com/BuyDirect. Click on Join Now and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's drinkact.com/BuyDirect and click on Join Now and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
Friends, we're about to go back to your calls. I will be getting into this big news on the economy, and believe me, I'm not pleased by it, but I can't believe the Washington Post is honest that the global elite are going to collapse the economy for a feeding frenzy of consolidation. Just absolutely amazing. But first, I want to tell you about Shilasine from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. The website is blacklistedherb.com, or check out their banner on prisonplanet.com on the right-hand side, right above News and Focus. Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois has come up with a great deal for our listeners. I asked them to give you the best deal, and they've done it. A 3-month supply of their product called Shilasine on an open special line of credit for my listeners, so you don't have to pay anything up front. It's pretty easy to have some sent to you. You get a 3-month supply. And no credit card number, no nothing. They just send you an invoice, and if you like it, you pay for it and order some more. Just go to their website and get some more information about it, or order your 3 month supply of Shelosine. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com or again 1-877-327-0365. You cannot beat it. And it's an ionic mineral, ladies and gentlemen. Ionic mineral, it's just it's deposits collected in Nepal and a few areas of Scandinavia and the high mountain ranges, and it's a deposit laid down basically by algae and fungus. And that's where you get those key live minerals. And it's but that's just one of the products they have at blacklistedherb.com. Be sure and check them out. And then, of course, there is eFoods Direct, ladies and gentlemen. And they are the name in storable foods. They're the oldest, longest, continually operational storable food company in the world. You've heard them nationally advertised on a lot of big shows, Coast to Coast AM namely. And I've just gotten a year's supply of food from them a month or so ago. I had gotten some food from them years and years ago. And this is the type of insurance policy you need. I hope we don't have a depression. I hope we don't have natural disasters, but you never know what's going to happen. I hope we don't go into martial law. But there's a pretty good chance one of those is going to happen. And let's say 4 or 5 years down the road it hadn't happened. Praise God. Thank God. You just start taking it on camping trips or give it to the food bank. Now, it lasts 10 years. But I get rid of mine every 5, 6 years. And, it's still good to give it away. I actually got some that's about 7, 8 years old that I don't want to give away. I'm probably just going to throw it away. But, it's like other insurance. Sometimes you don't use it. But this you can use if you choose to. And it's really tasty stuff, too. MREs are full of MSG and garbage. That's not what they're selling. Give them a call at 1-800-409-5633 or check them out online at eFoodsDirect.com. That's E, the letter E, FoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633. And just briefly, I would encourage all of you, the listeners, to not wait around to get my videos, to get the Police State Trilogy you just heard the great caller talk about, to get Terror Storm, which is, we've got like 15 copies left now, and you can't buy it individually, it's sold with the combos, and you can get it with the combos, which are discounted. So you basically, I think, end up paying like most of the combos about $10 a DVD, Loose Change Second Edition, American Freedom to Fascism, Terror Storm together, and you can still get it. Frankly, I didn't think to do it this way. It's just that I run out, and I don't want to take it out of all my specials. But in a couple days, it won't be available there either. Now, I'm trying to secure from a bookstore that had like 50 extra that they might sell back to me, so I might keep it going. But today or tomorrow, I'm going to have pre-orders up for Terror Storm Special Edition Final Cut. I decided to call it Special Edition. I don't want to confuse it with Loose Change Final Cut, but it is the final cut of it, and it's 17 minutes extra footage. It's not available yet, but if you want the original Terror Storm, and I'm signing each one that's going out, you can still get it as part of a combo deal at InfoWars.com. But it is almost gone. I think it was 15 left this morning when I asked, so I don't know how long it's. I might get 50 more, probably not. That hasn't happened yet, so I'm going to have to pull it out of the combos here very quickly. The point is, Terror Storm is gone. It's gone. It's going. I think there's a little bit left at Amazon.com, but those aren't signed. But those will be gone soon, too. So I guess I forgot about that. You can get them there still. But you can get them signed at InfoWars.com as part of the combo. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. You can also call me at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100. You can also call me. My cell phone's ringing. I've got it on vibrate. I'm trying to turn it off. You can call me at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. You can write to us there and get it that way, or you can call 888-253-3139, or you can go to prisonplanet.tv. Why is prisonplanet.tv so good? It's 15 cents a day. And if you get a yearly membership, you get 3 months free, so it's even cheaper. And it allows us to pay for the websites and pay for the bandwidth. That's what prisonplanet.tv does. And, yeah, you can watch my films on Google Video for free. But it's like watching a television through 5 feet of slightly muddy water. You ever seen the old cartoons where they're underwater and, they put that atmosphere in there, like that blurring? It's kind of that look. And I personally don't like that. I mean, it gets the word out and it works, c'est la vie. And that's why they're out there and why we upload them and put them out for free. By the way, I thought about putting Endgame out for free immediately on the web, or putting it on PrisonPlanet.tv in high quality, and that's the whole point. PrisonPlanet.tv is really clear. It's really crisp. It's download so it can be crisp and clear. People want us to add streaming back. We've got more servers for that now, and we are adopting soon. That probably means 15 years from now, but whatever. No, we're trying flash video streams, which are really high quality and use about a third of the bandwidth. And so we'll be adding that soon. But the point is, PrisonPlanet.tv is a great deal. And Endgame will be up there available to you weeks before it's even available on DVD. And then, of course, everyone immediately snatches it and goes and puts it up on Google. Fine. But then there is the effect of us not selling a lot of videos. But I don't care. Really, I get thrilled when I look at my videos being seen by millions. That's what we want. That's the whole game here. But we're like killing ourselves to do this, basically, financially. So do support us. Get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. It is bittersweet. The best of times, the worst of times. Oh, yeah, we're reaching tens of millions, and we are losing money. You know, so. But, again, PrisonPlanet.tv, because the great thing about it is you don't get a membership, you can download the videos in super high quality. I mean, it looks almost as good as DVD. It's really excellent. And you can just burn them to disk all day long with the downloads you get at PrisonPlanet.tv. The TV shows, the in-studio interviews, the 15 films, all the other films we've been authorized to post. My book, Paul Watson's book that's out of print, PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, I've said enough about that. Let's go back to your calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Danny in New York. Danny and then Charles and others.
Hello?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, man? Listen, I don't know if you heard about the news article that happened on my alma mater, where I went to Cottonville High School in Staten Island. There was a kid, and his first name is Osama. And last year, he was pushed to attempt suicide because kids were teasing him, calling him a terrorist. And not only the kids, but the faculty and the teachers as well, even worse. And I spoke to the boy's mother this morning. I called her up to show some support. And she told me that it was the kids that were calling up the house after this happened, saying that it's not right and stuff like that. And it's all the teachers and faculty there. So this shows like the post-9/11...
Well, I mean, Osama is like John or David in the Middle East.
Yeah, and it's a common name. And you know what's the worst part about it is he's not in school anymore. He had to leave, and now he's, I think he's like 16 or 17 now. He's planning on going to some school in Brooklyn. He lives in Staten Island. Now he's got to travel to Brooklyn to go to some school for Muslims. And his father changed his name legally to Sammy. So now the kid has to lose his identity, lose touch with his ethnicity. Because, you know, people have this, you know, this ignorance, and it's more of the teachers than anything. That's the worst, you know. And I spoke to his lawyer, and I brought it up at a change meeting last night, the We Are Change meeting, and, you know, I got some support from them. I want to contact the mother and the lawyer. I don't want to contact the PTA and the parents of that school because, you know, it hits close to home. I graduated 2000 from there, and... You know, when I was
you've got to be mindless to blame somebody for their name. I mean, there's a lot of Mexicans, old men I've met named Adolf, and it doesn't mean they're Adolf Hitler because Adolf Hitler had that name. Like Forrest, yeah. Forrest is a family name. A lot of men in my mother's family, great grandfathers and stuff like that, were named Forrest. I got an uncle that's got Forrest in his name, and I almost named my son Forrest, but it's like Forrest Gump basically ruined it. And, I mean, just the ignorance, and I knew people would call him Forrest Gump, so I didn't name him Forrest, which is a beautiful name. It'd be a nice name for a girl, too. Maybe a girl could get away with it, but it's just the shallowness. Slaves have to be shallow. You have to be dumbed down so you can be a slave. I appreciate your call, and I'm sorry to hear about that. We'll check it out. Send me the article. Charles in Louisiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Ms. Jones.
Yeah, let me just tell the network, these calls are really distorted on this new board they've got me on, so something's going on. It's really, I have to turn them down so low where I can't even really hear them, and then it's distorting. Go ahead, Charles.
Yeah, Mr. Jones, what's really important to me, you know, is these Browns right now. I couldn't be up there, but I have donated money for Ram and Weaver to get up there, and I'm trying to call people to donate more. But we need to put all our effort behind this. because these people are doing what we should be doing. And if we can't be there or something, we should give them every support we possibly can, because they're doing it for us.
Well, we've been giving them a lot of support, trying to stop them from raiding them and trying to defuse the situation. I mean, thousands of phone calls. Did you hear them? I think they said 200
yes.
calls an hour. Or did they say a minute? I've got to pull the article out. An hour. 200 calls an hour. And they said from one particular website, well, we were the, I'm not bragging, it's just the power of our listeners.
Oh, yeah.
I'm bragging for you. No brag, just fact. From PrisonPlanet.com.
Yes. Well, you're playing a big part in this. The reason I'm not there, I'm just not running my head, is I don't have the money to get there, but I gave what I could. And I think these listeners, if you're selling tapes or not, to support these programs, this is the only thing they got left. They don't know how long they got it. We better get on the ball, and everybody better start doing something. Because, I mean, I really feel it's really winding up. We ain't got that long to go, Mr. Jones.
No, I understand. Look, everybody feels it. Yeah. I mean, I've never felt like this, and I'm mad. I want to be fishing. I want to be out eating. I want to be out eating enchiladas. I want to, you know, be out at the beach. I want to be visiting with my grandmother. I don't want to be having to fight these scum, but you have to, because they won't stop.
What can I say and do to wake the listeners up? I'm not worried about the public no more, because I gave everything I had for that for 8 years. Now I'm worried about the listeners. That's the only ones I'm worried about. They need to put a little effort, a little bit more effort. You shouldn't have to ask them to buy your tapes. They should be buying the tapes. My God, we were fighting a war here. Why do we have to beg those who believe to support us? I don't understand this. You know, I've been here. I cried. I called thousands of times. I did everything possibly. I went down to New Orleans. If they would have seen what I've seen, the gun grab, this image stays in my mind day and night. Ever since I was there and seen them, these people giving their guns up, Mr. Jones, were so fearful, it just stays in my mind. Can you understand that, sir?
No, believe me, just watching video of the FBI on flatback trucks leading Army, regular Army and National Guard and police from all over the country with enjoyment, slamming people down and going into even the rich neighborhoods and taking their guns. They just want to rule us, man.
But look how cool it is to say, hey, babe, you thirsty? Yeah, give me some water. Well, show me something. If they just raised their blouse, if they got one bottle of water, if they showed underneath their blouse, they got two bottles of water. This was our military and our police sitting up there laughing. Laughing at them.
No, I've seen video of it. It actually came out in the news that women would be on top houses drowning, begging for help. And
yeah.
Now, not all of them. My cousin was there rescuing people, you know, with the helicopters. But it is true the large percentage are compulsive. I mean, most of them are illegal aliens or gang members. I mean, you know, that's just our new military.
Well, if these people think the Browns shouldn't go to prison and go through the horror, but there's a prison cell for everybody out there listening. Now, they might not believe it. They might say, oh, that'll never happen to me. But when they're there, and they're going to be fighting the world by themselves, nobody's going to be there. They're not going to be able to call InfoWars.com, help me out. They won't even be able to get to a phone if they can get something to eat decent. And this is what they got planned for these people. And you understand that these people are listening to this. They still driving their cars, watching television, going to ball games. They never seen no hard times yet, but I swear to them, I hope it don't happen, but I know it's coming, Mr. Jones. They better support the programs. They better start talking to their neighbors. They better do something. That's all I've got to say for today.
Well, it was hard.
What you're doing.
Thank you, Charles, and God bless you. What a great guy. It was hard times that made this country, though. Again, we the people that we come from, folks, it doesn't matter what color you are, everybody came here through adversity. And it was the strongest, it was the criminals, it was the whatever that came here. It was the black sheep. And for all our problems, we've been the best there was. And anybody else in the world had this type of luxury, this type of success, this much food, they'd turn soft a lot faster. And we've gone from the best to the most rotten, wicked, shallow demon people. There's demon people everywhere. I mean, I look at them. I hear the conversations they're having. I mean, the Hollywood elite, most of them. Charlie Sheen didn't like this, because the Hollywood folks I know aren't like this, but the mainline ones To them, it's about going to exclusive clubs where even other Hollywood people get turned away. It's about the exclusivity. It's about the status. I was watching video last night of the Queen's visit for clips we're putting in my film. And I was watching, again, Colin Powell come in, and when he announced that he's an Order of the Garter, Order of Bath of the Garter, Supreme Knight Commander, and he just said it with pleasure. They were taking pictures of him, and he was enjoying it. He was turning his face one way and turning it the other way, and he was in this big tuxedo all proud. Now, don't get me wrong. I like nice things, but I'm almost embarrassed. That's why a lot of times, folks, you see me, I almost walk with my head down, and it's not because I'm insecure. It feels weird to stand up straight and stick my chest out and stick my chin up. I don't know how to explain that, because I would be embarrassed, because I am a proud person, but I try to keep it in check, to act like a peacock. And I just watched them going into that thing, and I mean, they were just feeling the flashbulbs and loving it. You know, me, I'm just thinking about, here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139, or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is, you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Okay, well, we told you this last year. Now it's in Reuters, also on MarketWire. New Security and Prosperity Partnership records reveal proposal for U.S.-Canadian funded grants to Mexico from toll roads and other taxing mechanisms in the U.S. We'll tell you about that in the next hour. Also, the House passed the most draconian gun control law since the 1968 Gun Control Act. And the NRA, of course, supported the bill. And while we're busy spending 6 months convincing conservatives that this really happened, they'll pass it in the Senate. And then I've got a really important article here with quotes out of the Washington Post about where the economy's going. I will cover all that coming up in the next hour. It's official. The crash of the U.S. economy has begun. Global Research, Richard C. Cook did a great article on this, but it's mainly quotes out of mainstream news. I'm going to try to read the whole article on air. But don't worry, global arms sales boom, that will continue. And so are every police state stock imaginable. It's the new economy. Hope everybody enjoys it. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Michael in Florida, then Robert, Lewis, Danny, John, and others. Go ahead, Michael.
Hey, Alex. I wanted to share some information for you, a few articles here. One of them is the Commission on Integration and Cohesion plans for every young person in Britain to enroll in a national volunteering scheme that could become compulsory. Nice double speak there.
It's called the Compulsory Service Act here in the U.S., and they go, but it's not a draft. And again, you got a dumb public, but as long as you tell them it isn't a draft, but you got to go do it, they'll go, it's not a draft. It's not amnesty.
And normally we're about 4 years behind Britain, so that could be right.
Look, I'll talk about it next hour. They're going to blow the economy out so bad by design that you're going to want to be a jail guard. You're going to want to go get blown up by bombs in Iraq, okay? That's how they get control. That's what serfdom is all about. Control. They print the money, folks. It isn't about money. Go ahead.
The next article is about John Ashcroft. And how the attorney general now has an investment firm, and that investment firm sunk some money into a company called Celox. Mm-hmm. And basically, it is to authenticate a child arrival and departure system through fingerprint scanning. Also has a database telling when their parents are late picking up their kids or how many times the kids have been tardy.
And then next, it keeps how much what their diet is for CPS. Yeah, it's. I knew about that. He's also involved. Look, they all not only run the government, they all personally make money off the private companies that are mandated. So they make you pay for your own enslavement and then laugh at you.
Lastly, Child Protective Services employee accused of child molestation. That was I believe his name was Corey Heinzman.
Sir, you type that search into Google, you'll the thousands of. I mean, it's never ending. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's that is statistically the highest saturation of these people is in CPS.
Well, this person worked at the YMCA, the Boys Club, any place that he could find young children.
Where do you think these people go? That's the whole point. That's exactly where you find them. And then they're the ones supposedly over our children with no due process. Sure, the Texas Youth Commission is literally like something out of a horror movie. They've done nothing. They fired a few people, and they just say that's the way it is.
Well, I'd like to thank you for your time, and those articles can be found on www.thought-criminal.org.
Great. Thanks a lot, Bubba. All right, we'll be right back with the third hour. And I'm going to go to Robert, Lewis, Danny, and John. Then I'm going to, in great detail, get into what's happening with the economy. And just remember, while you're struggling to make ends meet, the government's building roads in Mexico to ship stuff in to take your jobs.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.